supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
1 week into the unofficial summer season, let's take out the calendar with Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Derek, let me see here. 17 days out from June 21st. What happens then?
Well, right now we're at 14 hours, 52 minutes day length, and the rate at which we're gaining daylight now is slowing dramatically. When we get to that point, the Earth will reach a point in its orbit around the Sun in which the North Pole of the Earth has the greatest amount of tilt toward the Sun. And what that does for us is that gives us the greatest amount of daylight for the Northern Hemisphere. And that's because as the Earth tilts toward the Sun, what we see on the Earth is that the arc of the Sun's path across the sky gets to its greatest length. That's what gives us these long days, if you will, or greatest number of hours of daylight. So we're slowly drifting toward that, but the amount of daylight gain between now and when we get to the summer solstice is slowing dramatically. So we're at about 59 seconds tomorrow, but then the day after we lose 3 seconds, so it's only 56 that we gain. And for the next 17 days, it's about that 3 seconds until we end up at the point where we're gaining no more time. And the very next day, June 22nd, we lose 3 seconds of daylight. So you can really see why you might call what we think of as the first day of summer midsummer instead, because we're no longer gaining minutes of daylight.
As for that tilt, how close are we in the Philadelphia region to being able to view the Sun directly overhead?
Well, you would think that because we're coming to that point, it might work that way. But if you look on a globe, you'll notice there are two lines adjacent to the equator. One is above the equator, one is below the equator, and they're described as tropics, the Tropic of Capricorn and the Tropic of Cancer. Well, the Tropic of Cancer is the one we're interested in. It's a line that's 23.5 degrees above the equator, and it's at that point along that line where the Sun is directly above an observer. Now, for us, we're all the way up here at 40 degrees north, so we're way off of that. But if you were in the town of Georgetown on the island of Exuma in the Bahamas, on that day at noon, you would find the Sun directly overhead. And all territories around the planet along that line of latitude, they all will experience the Sun directly overhead at noon on the day when the Sun reaches its highest noon point in the sky.
Say, Derek, 8 planets. Do we have an approximate count of how many moons have been identified in our solar system?
Well, indeed we do. In our solar system, we're now officially counting 175 moons orbiting 8 planets. But researchers from the University of California at Riverside and University of Queensland have identified 121 exoplanets that have orbits in their star's habitable zone, that region where water can exist as a liquid, that distance where it can exist as a liquid, that could have large enough moons that might be capable of supporting life.
Could have, but they're too small and too far away at this juncture to be able to positively identify them.
We can't see the moons. We suspect that they might exist because one of the things we're beginning to learn about exoplanets is they could have moons large enough. Once we develop the technologies to be able to detect those, we can get a little bit further down the path of whether or not there's any possibility at all of life.
We have a moment left. With clear skies, what's available to be seen in the night sky this week?
So now we're coming into this really wonderful planetary observing season. In the evening, just after sunset, we can see Venus over on the western side of the sky and Jupiter over on the eastern side of the sky, both well up above the horizon, so they're easy to spot. And of course, remember, stars twinkle, planets don't, and these will be the first objects you'll see in the evening sky as the sky gets darker. Now, just after midnight, Saturn and Mars then take over the sky, predominantly on the eastern side. But at that point, we'll have in the evening sky Jupiter, Saturn, and Mars. That's just after midnight. Saturn conveniently hangs right above one of the main constellations of the summer sky, Sagittarius. And the moon is in its late phases right now. We can keep in mind that this Wednesday, the moon reaches last quarter.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.